We now turn our attention to some stocks that showed up on our Fool radar this week. Joining us once again is Motley Fool analyst Stephen Simpson. He joins us from Durham, North Carolina. Stephen, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back.
Let's begin by talking McDonald's this week. The company announced it would start putting nutritional labels on most of its offerings. Is that a good move?
You know, I think it's probably neutral. I think most of the people out there probably already know McDonald's food's bad for you. So I don't think it's going to really hurt sales. And there might be a little bit of upside in the sense that this gets activists off their back. It's one less thing for them to complain about.
Stephen, I'm looking at the stock, and a year ago it was around 30. Now it's a few bucks above that. It's about a 10% gain over the last year. Do you like shares of McDonald's going forward?
You know, I like what the company has done. They've definitely made an effort to improve service, and there's a big opportunity in China, similar to what they were able to do in Japan. The shares at 32, okay. I would really get interested, though, if these would somehow happen to fall into the mid to high 20s.
Mm. And on a related note, buy, sell, or hold Burger King's ad campaign with that funky plastic-faced king.
Unequivocally, the strongest sell I could ever make. That thing spooks me out.
And yet, people are talking about it. I don't know whether that's good or bad. Next up is Google. The company reported blowout earnings last week. This week, Google announced that it's working on new search technology that is aimed at classified ads, maybe in eBay's wheelhouse here. What do you make of the latest from Google?
Well, the thing that strikes me about Google is it seems like they want to be all things to all people. Now, a lot of that comes out of commentators and writers and analysts instead of the company itself. But I do wonder if they can really pull this off, because it is really hard to grow in several directions at once.
Mm.
Now, as for eBay, eBay has got an enormous network effect. There are so many people who use it and like to use it, and the more people who use something like eBay, the more attractive it becomes to everyone else, and you get this great virtuous circle going on. Now, that said, Google has an intensely loyal user base, and a lot of people like to use Google, and so I'm not going to write them off as a potential threat to eBay, but it's going to be a tough, tough battle.
I like to pin you down on these, Stephen, because that's the fun of this. Are you a buyer of Google at these prices?
Oh, no. No.
We'll talk more Google later in the show. Finally, we can't leave without discussing the latest earnings from Chuck E. Cheese. After all, it's not just a mega entertainment restaurant with singing rats. We know, too, it's a stock. Chuck E. Cheese, the company, reported a decline in quarterly earnings, in part because of higher gas prices and hurricane disruptions. That was the explanation. Stephen, what is your take on Charles Edward Cheese?
You know, I'm not a big fan of companies that blame fuel costs or hurricanes or what have you for their problems. Good companies just don't seem to do that. Now, and this is also a company that's had some issues here of late. I mean, they've had some failed ad campaigns. Same-store sales aren't going anywhere fast. The thing of it is, though, I have been watching this stock for a while, and the returns on capital are pretty good. And you really don't have to make any heroic assumptions on the cash flow to come up with a pretty good price target. So I think if you can be patient, you know, there might still be some value in the animatronic rats.
So you may not like the company that much, but you do kind of like the stock. Let me ask you, Stephen, when was the last time you stepped into a Chuck E. Cheese?
I think I was about 13 or 14, so it's been a long while.
Well, as a parent, I see that on the other end, and I'm willing to do it once, maybe once per child. But after that, I have to say, you got to drag me kicking and screaming in to where I cash in my tickets for those little prize and trinkets for my kids. I'd just rather sit in the car. Stephen Simpson is a Motley Fool analyst. He's not a big fan of Google at these prices, thinks the new Burger King is creepy. We agree. You can read his take each day throughout the week at Fool.com. Stephen, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I got combat training from overseas. Now I'm the bouncer at the Chuck E. Cheese. I think I'd rather do a year in jail than another afternoon in Chuck E. Cheese hell. Chuck E. Cheese hell. I'm in Chuck E. Cheese hell. We cater to a snot-nosed